A lot of stories are told about people who are tricksters. Animal people and people people. One of my favorite characters is Turtle. There are many stories told about Turtle, but one of my favorite ones is the story of Turtle's race with Bear. Once, a long time ago, Bear was walking along. He was feeling very proud of himself, as bears sometimes do. He said, "I am one of the fastest animals in the forest." And just then, he saw the turtle. "Huh," Bear said, "move aside, I am coming through." But Turtle, who was very slow, looked up and said, "Why are you in such a hurry?" "Huh," said Bear, "I am the fastest of all the animals. None can beat me in a race." Now Turtle looked up at Bear. "Is that so?" Turtle said. "Would you race against me?" "Huh," said Bear, "I would leave you far behind." Turtle nodded his head. "Perhaps that is so on land," he said, "but what if we were to race around this big pond? I would swim through the water, and you would run along the land. Then it might be more fair." "Huh," Bear said, "even swimming, there is no way you can beat me." So it was that the day was set, and it was agreed that they would race. Turtle would swim underwater and come up every now and then along the outside of the pond to show where he was, while Bear ran his fastest to beat him. All of the animals gathered to watch. They had heard Bear boasting, and none of them had dared to challenge him. The race began. Turtle began to swim, and Bear began to run. Turtle disappeared under the water. And Bear ran along, certain he was leaving Turtle far behind, when suddenly, ahead of him, out of the water, popped up the ugly head of Turtle. "Here I am, Bear," he said. "You must go faster." Bear could not believe it. "Huh," he said, and he began to run more quickly. He ran and he ran and he ran, certain now that he had left the turtle far behind. But then, out of the water ahead of him, up popped the ugly head of Turtle. "Bear," Turtle said, "you must run faster. I am ahead of you." "Huh," Bear said, and now he ran so hard he felt as if his paws were catching on fire. Surely he would leave the turtle behind now. But again, the head of Turtle popped out of the water, even further ahead this time. "Bear," Turtle said, "I am very far ahead of you now. You must run faster." And Bear began to run. Faster and faster and faster and faster. But again, the head of Turtle popped out ahead of him, far ahead of him, and called back, "Bear, you are never going to beat me now." And Bear ran and ran and ran. But when he reached the finish line, Turtle was already there waiting for him. And Bear was so tired, he just collapsed on the ground and had to crawl away. And all the other animals laughed. Before long, when all of the other animals had gone, Turtle walked over to the edge of the water. "Brothers," he called. "Sisters," he called. And out of the pond popped the heads of many turtles, each one looking just like Turtle himself, each one in the place where they had hidden underwater to make it seem that Turtle was ahead in his race. "Brothers, sisters," Turtle said, "we have shown Bear it does not pay to boast. We have taught him a lesson this day." And so the story goes. Oh.